what you need, yeah. Man, I got it, wow. What you say, hey? We about it, get the cream, yeah. Why you slacking? Why you talking all the top, boy, you capping? What you need, hey? Yeah, I got it, with the team, yeah. We about it, wow. Get the cream, yeah. Why you slacking? Why you talking all the top, boy, you capping?
Yeah, why you capping? Why you capping, no? Feel like a rubber band, I've been snapping, no. Yeah, I've been up here with my team, so you know this what I mean. We've been going up like NASA.
Yo, 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 what is going on, everybody? And welcome to NYYU. It is I, and I am him. Guys, we have a little bit of news to talk about here. I don't want to make this a bigger deal than it probably is, to be quite honest with you. But at the end of the day, it's kind of what we do over here. We talk about the rumors that are out there and things of that nature. And this one happens to do with Matt Chapman, a name, by the way, that the New York Yankees have been connected to in the past. So I bring this up. So let me switch this over here. Reports are saying that the Yankees are showing interest in third baseman Matt Chapman. Would this be a move you will like for the New York Yankees? Again, this is reported by Susan Slusser, I believe her name is. And if I'm saying that wrong, I apologize ahead of time. But why would the Yankees have interest in Matt Chapman? Well, their interest actually goes back to even previous years when the Yankees wanted to get Matt Chapman and move him from third base to shortstop. And they also did that with IKF. We saw how that went. They also tried it with Gleyber Torres. We saw how that went. It's kind of the new way of the Yankees. Let's just move guys around and play little games to figure out what works. Like, this is MLB The Show. But at the end of the day, I understand why the Yankees have interest in Matt Chapman. I'll explain that to you guys now. Let's go ahead and jump over to the StatCast. There's a lot of things on here that, knowing the New York Yankees, that they like a lot. One, you already know, is going to be off the charts, right? He's a great fielder. Everybody knows Matt Chapman has great range. He has a great arm. We understand that. The other thing that you see is the exit velos are phenomenal. One of the top in the game. Barrel percentage, one of the top in the game. Hard hit percentage, one of the top in the game. And his chase rate is actually one of the top in the game, but he strikes out a lot. We know that. He also walks a lot. These are things that the New York Yankees have always liked. You can also see he's not totally a pull guy. He's a guy that can go out to right field, the center field, the left field. Chapman has always had power. But last year, I really feel like a lot of people got so tied up with how good of a first month of the year Matt Chapman had. If some of you guys remember, a matter of fact, I believe I got the numbers right in front of me. He was batting like an insane high. Yeah, he had 372 in the month of April. Other than that, Matt Chapman was Matt Chapman, meaning you get a homer every now and then. But in reality, he's just not this major offensive threat. You know, when he was hitting 20-plus homers last year, only 17, but I got it right here in front of me. April, he hit 372, May, 202, June, 200, July, 247, August, 197, September, 167. There's only a couple of at-bats September. But pre-All-Star game, he hit 259 with 12 bombs. Post-All-Star game, 205 with 5 bombs, 17 homers on the year, but an 807 OPS pre-All-Star game, a 664 OPS after the All-Star game. So why would the Yankees have interest in Matt Chapman, you may ask? Well, it's pretty damn simple here. Matt Chapman has not been signed yet. He's with many of these free agents, Bellinger, Monty, Snell, who are still out there and just kind of waiting. And there's rumors that as today is January 27th, those guys may go well into February, maybe into the time of pitchers and catchers reporting with no team. And that's kind of crazy to think about. These type of players are still out there on the market when a lot of guys are getting paid a shit ton of money. But Matt Chapman, on the other hand, the Yankees probably have interest because they're looking at their infield and going, hey, look, man, in a couple of years, this thing's going to have to be either loaded up by our prospects, and knock on wood, they all work out. Even though we do have a lot of them that could fill those roles, But we need those guys to work. Other than that, it's kind of empty out there. DJ LeMahieu, how many more years is LeMahieu going to give you of a starter? I tend to believe that DJ shouldn't be starting every day right now. It's got to be more of that guy that moves around a little bit. Gleyber Torres, final season of his contract with the New York Yankees. Are the Yankees going to give him $100+ million to come back? I doubt it. We'll see. Anthony Rizzo, final year of his, has an option, I believe. But again, first base is coming due pretty soon. And then, of course, you got shortstop with Anthony Volpe. So, you know, I'm happy the Yankees got Soto, Verdugo, they up their offense because, you know, you don't want that pressure on Volpe. I let that kid stay at the bottom of the order and do his thing. But Anthony Volpe, if he has another year of hitting 209, 210, 215, you're going to have a lot of people sitting back going, we got some issues there also. We may need a shortstop. Is he going to be the real deal? How many years do you wait for him to be that? These are real questions in the Yankees infield. That's why I believe they probably have a level of interest at what they would want for a Matt Chapman. But I'll be honest, it would absolutely stun me if the Yankees brought a guy like Chapman in on a 2-3 year deal, whatever it may be. That would shock the shit out of me. I've always liked Chapman to the Giants. I think it makes a lot of sense. But again, would he improve the Yankees? Yeah, I mean, look, he definitely improves them defensively. They'd get one of the best defensive third basemen in baseball. Not even, no doubt about that. And, you know, maybe those power numbers go up a little bit. Maybe where he's positioned in the batting order, it helps a little too. But I'll be real with you, man. I'd rather allocate those funds somewhere else, you know, and maybe more towards pitching, towards relief pitching. Is Snell going to still fall to the Yankees? Maybe every single day that passes, I believe that is a real possibility. Hector Neris is now off the board, so you got some options there when it comes to relief pitchers and what they're going to do. But guys, I need you to like, share, and subscribe to NYYU and join the movement today. Let me know in the comments below, what do you think about Matt Chapman potentially to the New York Yankees, guys? And with that being said, tonight at 6:30, not 7, 6:30 tonight, the Bronx or Nothing will be live, and they're going to be talking about all these things. So make sure you are tuned in, ready to go early. And yeah, man, let me know what you guys think about Matt Chapman. Until next time, peace, baby. I'm out of here. Top 10 radar. Yeah, we on your radar. Mm-hmm, never miss, dog. And that's on occasion. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, we on your radar. Top floor lifestyle, chef and boy, I'm cooking up. Way too high, ain't coming down. You see me if you looking up. I don't really talk too much, I show I'm running numbers up. Lucky that I'm strolling up, I'm going off, they know what's up. Wrist too silly, yeah. Numbers cracked to Billy. Yeah, don't need no dilly. I'm too fresh, I feel like Billy. Really, yeah. Feel the devil's up, the sign, I need a million. I'm about to take off, and I know that I'm on their radar. Top 10 radar.